Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Your intros this week, I can tell it's Florida week.
It's Optimism Tuesday.
That's a little better.
What do you mean? That was a great intro. I had good energy.
No, you don't have your same juice.
I hit the Truly mention right off the bat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you hit a Truly.
Maybe I should.
There's some in the fridge.
Maybe that would
I saw
get
that.
Me fired
I don't know
up
who they
game.
Are, but
I thought about taking one
at 7 o'clock in the morning
yesterday. Idiot.
Okay, that's all I
was. It was 7:15, ish.
Well, it's Optimism Tuesday today.
I am aware. I invented this day. Of course, I remember. I remember it every week. Optimism Tuesday.
Is it a little too often? Should we maybe go every other Tuesday?
You know, I didn't think so. And then I did. So, maybe? Perhaps? No, it's Optimism Tuesday. That's what we do. We find the positives. We do it. Are there any?
A lot of people...
Not all at once,
please. ...are starting to play the hope card. A lot of people are...
Rebellions are built on hope.
Starting to look at, listen to a little Kyle Trask media availability interview and, you know, realize that, hey, kid hasn't started since, like,
high
JV.
School. Yeah, so he didn't start as going back to his freshman year? He didn't start as a high school
That's what
quarterback?
He said. He was a two-star.
Oh, good. Good. Great.
Is this just Tennessee raising the bar
That's
on how
what I needed? Yeah, how bad can it get?
How bad can
Let's
the
roll
Florida
out our two-star backup? We call him Kyle California. Jeez Louise, are you serious? He was a two-star?
I'm pulling up his
why
recruiting
are you, what
profile.
What are we doing? Why? That's not optimistic. That's just horrifying.
This says he was a three-star. Maybe he was a two-star on one side or something. I mean,
he
was the 2,123rd best player in the country.
What was Jarrett, like 44? Does that sound right to everybody? Was he 44th? Was he the 44th best player in the country? Is that close? Can someone get out your Google potato and look that up for me whenever you get a second? No rush. No rush on that. No rush.
All right. What do you... He was 79th.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know you were doing it. I'm sorry.
Well, you seemed all persnickety about it. You're getting on to the guys early
I'm not getting
morning.
On. I wasn't getting on anybody.
I just sounded like you were kind of getting on to this. I can get out there, Google potato. And.
Well, that was just a reference to Davey's computer.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be an actual potato.
92nd best pro style quarterback.
Did that sound mean?
No, but
if you didn't know me, would you think I was being really
maybe,
mean?
Maybe, yeah, probably.
Because you saw my face.
Well, yeah. You have resting jerk face.
Oh, yeah, this guy, big
what,
jerk.
What are we doing with trying to compare Garantano's?
No. I was just.
What do you mean?
No.
What are we doing?
Garrett Miller tweets in and says he was De'Eriq King's backup. De'Eriq King starting quarterback at Houston.
That kid is good, too.
He is really good.
Holy cow.
He got wheels.
He's like he's as fast as a wide receiver. He's like
maybe
a running back.
And has a whip.
And can throw it.
An absolute whip. I don't know how he is on the deep ball, but on the short intermediate stuff, lasers. Laser cats.
If Houston haven't played two good teams, I mean, they're really good.
I agree.
Yeah, Kyle Trask, 2,123rd in the country, 92nd best pro-style quarterback, the 262nd best player in the state of Texas.
266th in the state of Texas.
62nd. Yes, in the
in
2016
the
class.
Of Texas.
In the state of Texas.
In the state of Texas.
Garantano was the second best player in the state of New Jersey. The number one ranked dual threat quarterback.
Who's the best player to ever come out of New Jersey?
79th best player in the country. They're in the same class.
Probably Rashawn Gary.
Okay.
I mean, as far as rankings go.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm like actual fulfillment of potential or alleged talent.
No clue. Okay. I don't know any other.
I'll
New
Google,
Jersey
I'll Google potato that.
Guys.
I'll Google potato that.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Huh. There's a bunch of guys. I don't recognize a few of them. Oh, okay. So Wayne Corbett, remember him? Wide receiver. Victor Cruz, Joe Flacco. There you go.
Brian Cushing.
Hmm. Okay.
This says Elvin Bethea is the best. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Okay. Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann is from New Jersey?
That's what it says.
I'll be darned.
Hmm. Huh. Greg Olson. Pretty
really?
Good tight end.
All right.
It's pretty good talent up there.
Former Billy. Titan Anthony Fasano.
Now, Fasano sounds like a guy from New Jersey. Fasano. Garantano.
Yeah, the list I found. Those are the only guys I recognize.
Olson.
David Tyree.
Really?
Yeah, NewJersey.com put out, or NJ.com
put out.
Are
we sure these are players from New Jersey and not just players that have played in New Jersey?
It says was born in Livingston and grew up in
Montclair.
It
was talking about their high schools on the list.
Oh, nice, nice. Look at us.
Because Flacco
learning
went
things.
To Delaware.
Ron Dane.
Rashawn Gary was the number one player that particular year in the rankings. Garantano was second. Or Garantano, as he was back then.
Before we knew.
Before he.
Well, he was always Garantano.
Todd Bowles.
He was?
Yeah, he just didn't want to correct us.
So polite.
Nice.
So polite, the Yanks.
We need meaner quarterbacks.
Mother bleepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need Christian Leitner quarterbacks.
Art Still.
Real
thank you, Davey.
Asses.
Just real jerks.
Just, you know.
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
College Ryan Leaf.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Not.
Not. No.
Yeah.
Not after that.
Neil O'Donnell.
I'll throw things. You've been warned. Hear that?
Hmm.
That's something.
I wasn't listening. What?
It's a projectile.
Ah, okay.
And it will hit you.
So he played behind the. What is it? Jalen Hurts in the pregame interviews before the Houston Oklahoma game with the play by play guy and the analyst who said they were comparing King of Houston and Hurts's high school numbers, and Hurts was like, "Oh yeah, but he went to this loaded, like everybody at that high school was good." Is it Manville, MANVEL, Manville High School?
I don't know.
Well, that's where Kyle Trask went. So he's just been inflated everywhere he's gone. He's just got all this talent around him. That's why people have hope, Houston. It's Optimism Tuesday.
He still has talent around him. Did you see those receivers? What are you talking about?
That's true. Good point by you.
So he stinks, though. That's good.
You know, I kind of thought that. He came into the game, and he made a couple good throws, and I was like, you know, Urban Meyer has these offenses where the quarterback is the star. The quarterback does everything. But really, this Florida team, all they have to do to beat Kentucky and, you know, probably Tennessee
okay.
is for the quarterback
Tuesday, jerk.
To I'd get the ball out to the receivers, out to the running backs, you know, in space. Like that's why they looked better against Kentucky, because he didn't try to do so much. Felipe Franks, they're marching right down the field. He ends up rolling out and tries to chuck the ball into coverage with a safety back there playing center field.
It's Optimism Tuesday, and you're telling me that this guy's better.
No, I'm just against Kentucky, he was a little better for their offense with the way Franks was playing. But I think what we said yesterday is accurate. I think Franks has a higher ceiling because he can take off and run. He can run power. And
Kentucky didn't have any film on this guy.
Plow
okay?
you into the
Kentucky
end zone.
Kentucky didn't have any knowledge about what Kyle Trask was capable of. They had no idea. He was an enigma, a phantom. Like they didn't know anything about him. They put him out there. It was like a pop quiz that they hadn't studied for.
They let up.
They did. They immediately went to the dime and only rushed three.
What are they doing? Don't you light up a new
they
guy?
They wanted to sit back and see what he could do. And it burned him.
Burned him.
You know who's not going to make that mistake? JP.
Derek Ainsley.
Well, him too.
Sending the weapons. They got enough weapons this week.
Yeah. We're healthy, buddy. We're healthy.
We got Batuli back.
You know who's going to be back this
Harrison
week.
Harrison and Crouch.
You know who's going to be back this week.
Rushing the passer. Last
secondary's
week.
Locked down.
Easy. What are you talking
optimism
about?
Optimism Tuesday. Hello.
That is optimism.
McFly.
I mean, it might have been sarcastic, but it's optimism.
But if it's sarcastic,
if it's a
then
lie,
it's fake,
then that doesn't matter. You can't just lie to the listeners.
Isn't this whole thing a lie?
You're hopeless.
No. People do have hope.
Tennessee's got a chance. We got this.
Kyle Trask was 9 of 13 for 126. He only averaged 9.7 yards. Felipe Franks was averaging 10.2.
10.2, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? No, but Pruitt is going to send the boys. And did you hear about old Bryce Thompson yesterday?
No.
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh.
It's because we're saving him.
Oh. Oh.
Pruitt was asked at his Monday availability, is Bryce Thompson going to travel with the team? He said, I haven't decided that yet. You know what that means? It means he's traveling with them. Probably means he's playing too. Maybe not start. Probably set him a play. One play.
So you think they'll – I mean, when do they – you think he'll just get through all of his interviews this week, never have an answer, and then on Friday when it's like news dump Friday and everybody's traveling.
When's his
know,
last – what's the last media thing? Does he do the Mid-State Radio on Thursday? Like midday Thursday?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because obviously Vol calls is Wednesday. I don't think he'd announce it before then. He's definitely not going to announce it yesterday because then he has to answer questions this week.
I don't think
week.
He does after practice. He doesn't talk after practice on Thursday, does he? Just Wednesday,
I can't remember.
Maybe?
I think that's right. So, yeah, I think you this might be a game time decision, wink, wink, that's already been made. And you just dance out Bryce Thompson on the second play on defense.
The second play.
Like and then it. you pretend that Delonte Taylor yeah. is in the doghouse yeah. and he bounces out there too. And the next thing you know, we're just pick six.
We're back, baby!
We're just pick six and all over the place. Just house. House. Kyle Trask. You think he's ready for a Batuli blitz? A Durrell Taylor blitz? I guess he kind of blitzes every time. He's a linebacker, so.
I've got the schedule right here.
Safety blitz. Nigel Warrior blitz.
Jeremy Pruitt press conference does follow the Wednesday practice.
And ball calls.
Ball calls, and that's it. No media Thursday, Friday. Game on Saturday.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us tonight at Calhoun's on the River. We'll see you this weekend in Gainesville. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. By the way, Bryce starting. Bye. That's Jeremy Pruitt. Turn your computer off. What are you doing? Have some decency.
Sorry, that was such a good sound underneath. I thought that was...
Oh, by the way, I forgot.
That just work.
I forgot. Bryce Starr, see ya. Can we ask you? No. Gotta go.
Got a court date, the 23rd?
Speaking of court dates.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that yesterday.
Well, it hadn't happened yesterday. Nate.
No. Broke after the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeremy Banks, the Bull, after a two-interception performance against UTC, arrested.
Those pesky parking tickets. I'm just kidding. I don't know what it was.
It might be. It was a traffic violation, and he, I guess, missed his court date because of practice. So there's been a warrant
because
out. I'm
guessing. I think you're filling in some blanks there.
I mean, why else would he miss
practice? You big Jeremy Banks homer.
Here's what's funny. So there's been a warrant out for his arrest for like a month. They couldn't find Jeremy Banks for a month. The football player at Tennessee.
Yeah, that's when they're not looking for you.
But then they somehow found him at 4 a.m.
He made an illegal U-turn.
Yeah, they pulled him over again. That's what happens.
U-turn.
That's what gets you. You do one thing wrong, they pull you over.
Should any
they
U-turn
run your
be
plate.
Illegal at 4 a.m.? Like, there's nobody out there.
They run your plate, and then they're like, oh, you got all this other junk here, all this baggage. You didn't show up for your appearance last time.
Does he have his license back now? Because he got the original citation was for driving with a suspended license. So is it unsuspended and he was just making an illegal U-turn? Or did he make an illegal U-turn while still on a suspended license?
I mean, that would make the most sense.
I mean,
how do you get unsuspended if you never showed up to court
for
your suspended
license? It
could
be a 30-day thing. And then you got to show up and just say, yeah, I'm doing good and haven't done anything wrong lately. I mean, you get a speeding ticket. You got to go to court, but you can still drive around. Big deal, no deal, small deal?
Tiny deal.
Minuscule deal.
Yeah, tiny deal.
Hmm.
I mean, it's Florida week. Come on.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what
he'll be suspended for four plays against.
This is just such a weird
UAB.
I don't even know how you handle discipline for. Apparently, it's already taken care of. Like, I guess he got arrested and was like, yeah, Mr. Quartet. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're good. Sorry. This is not that big of a deal. So it's already been, the situation is handled now.
Oh, it's done? Can he drive or not?
I think that's what Jeremy Pruitt said.
Oh.
He said, yeah, they've taken care of it. Travis Cabbage tweets in and says, yeah, that's why they kept moving Banks from running back to linebacker to running back to linebacker. So the cops couldn't find him.
Well, Daniel says maybe the UTC quarterback should go to work for the Knoxville police because they found him twice.
Feed the bull. I mean, that's amazing, though, really. Like, a warrant for his arrest. Really tracking him down. If you name another football player from New Jersey, I will come back there and strangle you.
No, I was just reading. He made the U-turn at Volunteer and Lake Loudon, I believe what the report said. So that's like right in front of Stokely, what used to be Gibbs.
Yeah.
Just in case people were wondering.
You can't U-turn there?
That's all you got? Just where he did the U-turn?
Yeah.
So it was on campus. So this was
UTPD.
The UTPD.
Yep.
Who was the warrant through? KPD?
Had to be.
Can UTPD,
I don't believe it said.
Can UTPD issue a warrant?
There's not a. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think so.
So
this was always a gray area, even back when I was in college.
You know the guy who pulled
you
him
get
over
the
was
UT,
like, oh, crap, you have a warrant? Dude, I'm so sorry.
You get the UT parking tickets, right? But then some people would say, well, if you're not a student, like, you never have to pay those.
Yeah. Is that true?
But then other people would say, no, eventually, if you get enough of them, they'll turn them over to the KPD.
How many is enough? Like,
I don't know,
two.
It was this mysterious thing.
I have two.
Oh.
I have two from campus.
Oh.
When I would go fishing, I park in a staff lot. If I whisper, they won't find me.
Maybe we should move you to this chair tomorrow.
Yeah. Or Davey's chair.
Yeah. Just move you around. Incognito. Ha, it's too bad you didn't win the tinfoil challenge.
Yeah. I would have had a chance.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, because that used to be the thing. People would park on campus, and, you know, if you're a UT student and you get UT parking tickets,
they can
hold up your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, they can
diploma.
Basically be like, no, you can't do anything.
It's like, I've given you guys $80,000 over the last 4 years. Yeah, but you owe us another 31, or you're not walking, buddy.
I think August 21st was the first day of classes, so that's he's just being a good student. Didn't want to miss class time to.
Yeah.
Oh, that was court. When he got. That was his court date he missed?
Well, yeah, they practice in the afternoon, so you got to go early morning class time. So, you can't go to court. Sorry, he's so focused on his studies.
You'd think
police.
UT football players could get a proxy to go to court for him, like a tutor, you know, like just go fill in.
A liaison.
Yeah. Is Jeremy Banks here? No, but I'm Jeremy Banks for today.
I am his
proxy.
Representative.
Yeah. From the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, like, what's the penalty here? Like, you run an extra 110? Like, this is nothing. Just like,
why was the license suspended in the first place?
I did not find out.
I don't know.
He just.
It was a driving violation, but I don't know what the violation was.
Originally?
Mm-hmm.
Or this one?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, usually
or did they suspend
your license
the license,
is suspended because
or did they
of
suspend
a driving
the
violation.
License because he didn't show up? Like, did he get, like, a ticket and then didn't show up?
Well, no,
so then they suspended his license.
I remember a few weeks ago, he got cited for driving with a suspended license. But I can't remember if that was more than a month ago or if that was...
On July 17th.
Thank you. So 2 months ago.
And then he missed the court date on August the 21st.
Gotcha. But we don't go back farther than that.
So it was already suspended for something else or not...
Right. Allegedly. Maybe. But I don't know what for. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Jeremy Banks, he's going to intercept Kyle Trask three times this week.
Oh, calling your shot.
That'd be crazy if I called three and actually it happened. So I will not call three. I actually don't know how much he'll play this week.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to say Florida's going to win or Tennessee's going to win? Because you guys are very superstitious about my picks. I just need to know which train I need
to
get on.
It's a little early. We're not doing picks till Friday, so don't jump the gun there.
I'm not.
We can discuss it later. Bryce Thompson. The Bull.
Back.
Alante in the secret, not starting, but starting position. I guess we need to talk about the depth chart. Is Alante Taylor officially benched? Because the depth chart would make it seem that he got benched. And by the way, I went back and rewatched the game. He was on the field late in the game playing with the twos and threes.
Oh, yeah. 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 We'll
it looked like he was giving good effort, though. I just want to say that.
We'll get into the depth chart next because it's another kind of interesting situation. It even says in this one article about going back to Banks that they were only going to give him a warning for the U-turn.
And then he had
the stuff on the books. They weren't going to write him up for the U-turn.
I think someone
they were just
going to
pull him over and say, "Dude, you're not supposed to U-turn here
at 4 a.m."
Nothing good happens past. I can't even do it.
The fact that he was allegedly apparently sober at 4 a.m. is the story to me. I mean,
wait, what night was this?
I don't know.
So Sunday morning
after the game, and he was U-turning, but. Didn't get a DUI? Yeah. It's amazing. He's underage, so it would have been a double whammy. But, I mean, the fact that he's underage and just does not consume alcohol during the season probably. Very smart. Maybe at all. Maybe he's a teetotaler. Hadn't heard that word in a while, have you?
Approximately 13 hours after the game.
All right. Well.
I've been asked to reel you in on the microphone. Hudson.
Who's asking?
Don't worry about it. Says you're a loose cannon, and I've noticed.
It was Zach Stipe said it was related to an unresolved traffic violation, which has now been resolved.
See, like there I said, go. Oh, it was Stipe that said it's been resolved?
Done and done.
Good work, Zach.
Yep, done and done. Moving on. It's Optimism Tuesday.
Optimism Tuesday.
Florida edition. We'll talk depth chart news.
Ooh,
on
Franco
the flip side.
Hairs.
You don't want to miss that.
TTYL, dude.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan-run radio. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They've been serving Tennessee for 85 years, and we'd love to help you become a member. tvacreditunion.com for all the details. So, yeah, the depth chart thing. I don't think a lot of people even noticed because it was Chattanooga. But Alante Taylor was not starting and playing with the ones on Saturday. Houston, you pointed that out as you rewatched. He was playing late with the
twos and threes. Like fourth quarter late when all the starters were out.
So was it Kenny Solomon starting with Warren Burrell and Schamberger in the as the star?
I think that's right.
And
how is it? It's just weird. Like in the first game, I felt like the effort was really good. Obviously, he had the mental breakdown against BYU that, you know, I'm not gonna say it cost you the game, but it definitely got you to a point that could cost you the game. Gave BYU a chance to win it, and they obviously did. But it's Warren Burrell or Schamberger. At one corner, and Kenneth George Jr. at the other over Alante Taylor. Kenny Solomon is the third corner on Burrell or Schamberger's side. I think that means Burrell starts, Schamberger nickel, then George at the other spot, which seems just really weird to me.
Well, I got a DM.
What happened to Alante Taylor?
I got a DM from someone I don't follow yesterday.
I hate those. I never see those.
Yeah, I always see it too late, like after the show. It said, can you all touch on Kenneth George Jr. and why he isn't starting? He broke up so many passes. Well, best cornerback of the game.
It was UTC. But now he's starting, so good now job on that. Now he's starting.
So good job. I guess good job. They were on to something, right?
Yeah, I guess they figured something out. How does that happen?
So wait a minute.
How can you be like a damn near All-American as a freshman at corner and then that you're getting benched the next year?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, they said Burrell was pushing Taylor during fall camp until the last scrimmage.
They had Burrell and Thompson as your starting corners and had Taylor on the bench for that. With Schamberger as the star.
Did he get too big? He did gain a lot of muscle weight over the offseason. Is he too big? Is he slow now? Is he a step off?
All I know is when I watched
the safety.
When I watched the first two games, Burrell's the one everybody picked on.
Agreed.
They tried to pick on Taylor.
Until BYU, and then they picked on Taylor. Well, I mean, it's easy to pick on you, though, when you're not doing anything. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it.
That's why outside of that one play, I haven't really noticed Taylor good or bad. So maybe that's the problem.
I've noticed Burrell bad. I mean, I give him a pass because he's a freshman.
I don't understand. I'm not trying to bag on Burrell. I'm trying to understand what's going on with
I don't Taylor. Understand how one can be better than the other, really. But I don't know. We don't watch the All-22 and grade every, you know.
No, we don't.
We don't have a defensive backs coach just watching their
that's
job.
Correct.
There might have been players for Georgia State running open where it's like, hey, Alante, you blew this coverage. They just luckily didn't find him or something. I don't know.
He's trying to be the hero too much, he's trying to call his own shots. You know, when you gamble.
Possible.
Yeah. Sometimes you're wrong.
If Bryce Thompson comes back and starts, we'll basically have our two guys that have gotten arrested starting at corners, right? And Kenneth George, the other guy? From the punching the police officer on the beach or something?
Yeah.
That's okay. A lot of people say that means we're back.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't either. Seriously, I don't either. But it would be a thing.
Georgia's way better in the Fulmer Cup standings than us right now.
Oh, really?
We have a long way to go. Yeah. The Banks incident will probably help. And the Bryce Thompson incident. So maybe we'll gain some Fulmer Cup points. It's amazing that it's still called the Fulmer Cup. Like, it feels like it should be about probably the Urban Meyer Cup at this point. Like, he should assume the title of the most arrested in the offseason.
Well, I think Urban Meyer's a little too sinister. Like, I mean, murder going on.
Yeah, like, it's so bad, it's
Philip
not funny.
Fulmer's guys weren't out here killing people.
No, just punching them in the nightclubs and T-Rec and all that.
Yeah. So it was not as catastrophic. So I think they can still use it, basically.
Did you see the picture that the Tennessee football account tweeted out yesterday?
I did.
I think... Now I don't want to jump the gun here. I don't want to go too crazy. In fact, I hesitate to even say this out loud. But it appears that Tennessee has settled on 5 offensive linemen.
I think it's happened. I think it has. In fact, there was a practice report that noted that those were the 5 guys that we're together again at practice. So,
wow. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
Took them 3 games.
Yeah. Apparently, K-Ron has been injured.
Yeah. That would make sense. Because he didn't play the first game, right, at all?
I don't think so.
And we were wondering, like, what's
going
on here?
What the hell? Because there was some scuttle about him all the whole time.
From left to right. Left tackle, Wanye Morris, 6'4", 315. At left guard, Trey Smith, 6'6", 325. At center, Brandon Kennedy, the small one of the group, at 6'3", 305. At right guard, drumroll please, Darnell right guard, 6'6", 330. And at right tackle, out of nowhere, K-Ron Calbert, 6'5", 330.
What did you want to see out there?
I wanted to see somebody get ran over.
And I think we might see it.
The right side of that line is massive.
And the left side is technically sound. And then Brandon Kennedy, just solid. All around good guy. Good player. Good leader. Knows the checks. Knows the calls. The brains of the operation, they say.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like this lineup. This is not a... No one projected this one. because we didn't know what was going on with Calvert. But sliding Darnell Wright to guard, I'm a big fan. I thought they might leave Wright at right tackle and slide Calvert in to right guard, but I'm okay with Calvert, who is a little bit more experienced, being on the right tackle spot. Pass pro needs a little bit of work, but yeah, when you run right or run left now, I'm feeling really good about running to either side. For a while there, it was like, ah, we should probably run left behind Trey and Wanye. Now I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking there's really not a bad side here because you got Trey Smith and Wanye, a little bit undersized compared to the right side, but then what the right side maybe lacks in experience and talent, and I'm just saying that because Trey Smith's a beast, you got an extra 30 pounds over there.
I mean, you have 660 pounds on the right, just the two right players.
Yeah, yeah.
660.
Yeah, it's a big
330 each.
We're starting to look like an SEC offensive line again. Gone are the days of 275, 285. I mean, Brandon Kennedy, A, he's the shortest at 6'3", but he's the smallest at 305.
Mm, yeah.
6'3", 305 is a package. I mean, that is a...
fine for center.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be too tall at center. You got to bend over too much. Mm. You lose leverage on the spring back. So they did it. We convinced them. Took us 3 weeks of griping, bleeping, and moaning.
Yep.
And they finally appear to have settled on the five. Fantastic five. Fabulous five. Hopefully this can be the Florida five that go down there and just melee that banged up and maybe overhyped defensive line for Florida. I'll say it. They did not look good against Kentucky. They just did not look good. One sack.
Got pushed around.
They got mauled a few times.
Yeah.
That smoke kid's pretty good. But I like our chances with Gray, Chandler, Jordan, maybe Banks. Maybe Quaveris Crouch gets the direct snap package. Maybe Juwan. I like this lineup.
Yeah, I mean,
I like this offensive line.
My only annoyance left is that why didn't they have Wanye just playing left tackle for the entire three games to start and have Wright playing right guard the whole three games to start, so they would have maximum reps. And then just if Trey on the place Trey Smith can't play, just put in one of the veteran guys at left guard. I mean, they did that a lot anyway. And then at right tackle, if K-Ron was hurt, just play Jameer Johnson there. Like, why all the Wanye into guard and then back out? No, I don't know. I'm still frustrated.
Well,
they lost games.
I did get a DM the other day from a guy named Bryson who said, "We always start out strong and lose to Florida. This is the universe reversing. Stars aligning and magnetic poles flipping. Historically bad start. Beat Florida. Close loss to Georgia. Beat State. Lost to Bama. Went out. Fromm goes down. Georgia falls apart. Back door to Atlanta. It's science."
Atlanta.
Yeah, you only got two SEC losses at that point. Fromm goes down. Georgia falls apart. They got A&M.
Okay.
Okay, they got Auburn. They got Florida.
All right.
If you beat Florida...
at the tiebreak.
They got Auburn, too. Just saying.
Yeah.
They got LSU.
Pretty good. The Tigers.
Is that game in Baton Rouge this year?
We never can figure that out.
Yeah.
They did the double trip. It's messed it all up. You can't use even an odd years anymore.
I'm fairly certain, and I'm probably wrong, but I'm fairly certain that it is in Baton Rouge this year. Could be an easy loss for Florida there.
Yeah, an easy loss.
Also, Bryson pointed out that when the backups have killed Tennessee in the past, that was in games where they get thrown in the mix because we're usually the ones that knock somebody out and then have to face the backup for the first time. The last time we had a week to prepare for a backup quarterback, 2016, Appleby, we beat Florida.
Got it done.
The last time we played at noon in the Swamp, 2003, we won.
Florida at LSU is in Death Valley.
Let's go.
There you go.
Bryson also tweets in, "This is science and cannot be argued with." So,
Saturday, October 12th.
Oh, I know where I'll be that day.
All right. Optimism Tuesday. Off to a great start this morning. Strong start.
Doing my best.
I mean, I'm getting pumped. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
TTYL dudes.
Final segment, hour one, is brought to you by Alumni Hall and alumnihall.com. Check them out.
Paper Mill Plaza, the mall at Westtown. And, of course, the Pinnacle in Turkey Creek, the biggest location right here in Knoxville. And, as always, you can shop online at alumnihall.com. Talking Tennessee, Florida, kind of setting up the week. You know, I saw somebody saying that they were most afraid of Emory Jones on Saturday. Do we think, I mean, a lot of times we say if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Like, do we like it or hate it that Florida might go kind of with a curveball, run Emory Jones in some for certain packages, or even, you know, if Kyle Trask isn't getting it done, they kind of have another option to go to? Or is this actually maybe a good thing? Because it does give Florida kind of an unexpected deal where a lot of teams screw that up. I mean, I'd say most of the time, more often than it's a big benefit, it actually is a hindrance. I mean, how many times have we seen college teams try and go wildcat and fumble a snap or get a false start or create a penalty? Like, now I know we're kind of shell-shocked with this particular matchup. But I feel like if this was a Florida game against some new opponent, like, it would be kind of a big kind of negative talking point for the Gators.
So you're asking just us to take out the equation in the equation that it is Florida, since they've been doing the two quarterback system all the way back to Spurrier's days?
A little bit. Kind of think about it both ways. Like, I mean, if Kyle Trask is doing okay and then they go to Emory Jones and he throws a bad pick, like, I mean, that's what typically happens to, you know, as much as the opposite, where the new guy comes in and looks better.
Well, or Trask could have a good start and they still want to go with Jones, and then Trask gets the mental.
We've seen that before too.
Yes, we have. 2005, UAB. Did not go well for us in that one. I mean, I guess, yeah, like, there's some things that Tennessee's got in their favor, I think, for this game. I think we're getting healthy / perhaps off suspension at the right time.
But Tuli did look good.
He did.
I thought he moved around pretty well. I mean, he had that big brace on, but he still seemed to be around the football.
Yeah, I was hoping he wouldn't have a brace on, just because I would feel better that he's fully healed. But it might just be a precautionary thing. It didn't appear to slow him down that much, if any. Man, he's an easy guy to root for, isn't he? I mean, he just really like him.
Always around the football.
You
know, that was a big deal for Florida last year when they came here. They got a linebacker back that hadn't played when they lost to Kentucky.
Yep, and he killed us.
He's really, yeah.
He murdered us that night.
And you make sure we block him on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think he might have gone to the NFL.
No, it's David Reese. He's the guy that stuffed Kentucky on 4th-and-1.
Oh, neat. Okay, so he's still – oh, good. Okay. Well, thanks, Nate. Their DL, a little bit banged up.
That's true.
Not sure how healthy the number one Havoc-rated defense in the country is going to be.
They didn't create a lot of havoc against Kentucky.
They did not. They got a safety suspended for targeting.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a full game, if you ask me. You just can't have that.
Got to take advantage.
I'll be honest, I didn't see that targeting, but probably should be a whole game still.
I thought that was kind of a soft one, too.
Was it?
Yeah. I hate the targeting rule. It's my least favorite part of college football.
Trask's first start since a freshman year of high school. Excuse me.
That was on the JV team, apparently.
Is it safe to say that Florida as an organization and a program might be overconfident going into this game? Or is it a fair amount of confidence? They're very confident is what I'm trying to get at. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that can bite you. You got a nooner. Okay.
Yeah, noon o'clock kickoff.
Noon o'clock kickoff per Billy Willie here. It's going to be a sleepy Gainesville. The high's only 87. Did you see that? It's not going to be a heat fest. It's not going to be the muggy, terrible swamp. I don't see any rain in the forecast, so that's good. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we want to run the ball. And Tennessee goes into this game with nothing to lose except the game and potentially the season. You can let it fly in this one. You're what, 14? 12.5 to 14.5 point dogs. Apparently Reese, by the way, was the SEC player of the week last week. My Gainesville contingent has chimed in. 16 tackles.
I'm really confused because there's this old headline that says he tore his Achilles and is out for the season.
Who?
They have two David Reese's? I'm very confused. Yeah, he's the one that said he felt sorry for Jarrett Garantano last year.
Well, in fairness, they said, have you ever felt sorry for an SEC player? He said, the only one I've ever felt sorry for was Jarrett Garantano. That guy looked like he was over it last year because they beat him up really bad and intercepted him a lot. So it wasn't like I feel bad for him. Just they do have two David Reese's. Thank you to the Gainesville contingent.
Okay, and they're both linebackers. Very confusing. It's like he's
but
out
one,
for the season,
but one's
with
out.
A torn Achilles.
Yeah,
and then but he was player of the week last year.
It was
week.
The younger one that tore his Achilles.
Okay,
I got all the info in Florida. Don't worry about it.
You'll get this.
Yeah, block
else.
Him. Block him. That'd
yeah,
be good.
It'd be great.
That'd be good to block the new the old Reese.
The old David Reese.
Well, yeah, we need to block him.
He's a monster. But he's like their Batili. He came back
and
after they lost to Kentucky last year.
Crushed us.
And was
yes,
everywhere.
Yes.
Making tackles.
Yes.
You got to have those guys at linebacker. And then Hank T, I mean, he's just getting better and better.
He is
those
getting
two
better
guys better. Better. Those two guys together, two better. Either way.
Both. They can be better, and they are together.
Helps that defensive line that isn't, especially the interior, that's not. Like, they just have to hold up now. They don't have to, like, create havoc well, necessarily.
And, I mean, I know Jeremy Pruitt wanted to, you know, dismiss the lineup problems. Oh, after the first game, it wasn't that big of a deal. But having Batuli out there with Hank T,
mm-hmm.
now there is at least that veteran leader presence to get everybody lined up. I noticed that a lot against UTC. And to Will Ignat's credit, he did it multiple times. Again, the video going around is actually Will Ignat slapping the butt of the defensive end to get him to move inside a little bit, not Batuli. But there was a lot more ownership of that position as far as getting everyone lined up, telling guys, you know, hey, Banks, take two steps forward. Remember I said against Georgia State, Banks made a great play on fourth and one, but he was a yard deep on his set. I saw guys saying, hey, closer, 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 right there. I like that. Batuli out there. With Hank T, now Hank T can just kind of, I think with Batuli out there, he can play a little bit more free. He's not having to think as much because he knows he's got a guy to his left that can put him in the right spot. And then if you had to bet right now, if you had to put the mortgage on it, does Bryce Thompson play?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, you're so desperate. Too. It's just fact. It's true.
Yeah, you are kind of desperate, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are desperate. Aren't we just due also? Like, aren't we due one of those games where have we ever
they
had
do
a,
some dumb stuff?
Yeah, like, have we ever had a game where everything against Florida just went in our favor? Like, we beat 2016, like, that was just our offense finally getting out of its own way and saying, well, we're going to have to take some shots downfield. Touchdown, 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 touchdown. But we won that game by, what, 10? In 2004, we won on a late field goal. 2003, I think we won by 10. I think it was
14.
Was it 14? Was it 24-10?
Yep.
We need one of those games where somehow, you know, Trask throws two pick sixes, we block a punt, Jennings is wide open down the sideline on a busted coverage, and next thing you know, we're up 35 points, and they got to try to come back and make it close.
Can't remember what year it was, but, I mean, you had things going for you pretty early on whenever Jeff Driscoll went down and you had the pick six.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, things go bad for them, and then somehow it gets better when they bring in the backup quarterback. Like, there's never a the dam never breaks for Florida. We need the dam to break for Florida. Like, it's just time. We're just due.
Well, to that point, five out of the last seven games down in Gainesville have been decided by 10 points or less.
Mm.
Mm. So they're right there.
Florida released their depth chart.
I feel like we have a lot of late touchdowns in there to make that 10 or less. A lot of late, meaningless touchdowns.
And listed Kyle Trask or Emory Jones as a starter on offense.
I mean it's going to be – it might be Jones to start, if you want to say that, but I think Trask will play the most minute. But if I'm Dan Mullen and I saw us defend that option against Georgia State, I'm definitely going to have some Emory Jones stuff ready to go.
Yeah. Is the option making
the
a comeback? Have you noticed that this year?
Well, Georgia Tech quit running it, so everyone's like, oh, well, now that we can do it and not look like we're stealing from somebody, we should totally –
I feel like there's more shotgun speed option. There's more pistol triple option. Like, there's teams are just pulling it out all over the place in lots of different ways. Kind of nice. It gives me that feel that it's more like college football, you know? I don't like when college and the NFL just look all the same from Saturday to Sunday. I mean, Tennessee's even gone to that kind of A-back, wing-back, short yardage set. I mean, there's got to be some option in there for somebody at some point.
Yeah, did you see the Browns put Landry in the backfield behind Mayfield and Chubb? Did you see that last night? Mm-hmm. They did like a little short pistol. It was Mayfield next to Chubb, and then behind them was Landry. And I was thinking they're probably going to eventually run some option out of that. They didn't need to last night.
The Bears need a big play. Hand it off to CP.
Fastest guy in the NFL the last 2 years.
Yeah, he was gone.
Whichever it was. I don't know. Maybe he caught the snap on the motion. I'm not sure. All I know is he's the fastest guy in the NFL. Brian just tweeted and says, when's the last time Jim Chaney faced a Todd Grantham defense? Well, that would have been last year. Georgia beat Florida 36-17. Georgia was 7, Florida was 9 at the time. Georgia scored 10 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second, 10 and 13 in the second half quarters.
Which side are you more worried about for Tennessee? The Tennessee defense not holding up to Dan Mullen's offense, or the Tennessee offense not being able to get anything done against Todd Grantham's defense?
Yes.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, it is.
I said which more?
Both. Both.
Well, yeah, I know, but
I'm probably more worried about us not being able to move the football, not being able to create explosive plays, pass rush, getting to Garantano way too early often and viciously, lack of a running game. Because even with the 5 offensive linemen in against UTC, I still don't – it wasn't the greatest push.
No, it wasn't.
But then, I don't know, I think UTC probably sold out to stop the run, which is why we had guys running wide open in the secondary so often. I guess the good news is Florida's going to play a lot of man. That's just kind of who they are. So I like our receivers, you know, having opportunities down the field if Garantano can, you know, spot the safeties. And then, obviously, the offensive line just has to hold up.
Makes sense.
Have we called a screen yet this year? Has that happened? Like a running back screen?
Not that I can remember.
Last year we threw a pick on a screen, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. We'll come back. We'll chew more on it. Hour 2 kicks off next. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.